Welcome back to The Drive. Dial us up live at 843-652-3776 or connect with us on Twitter at 1003theteam. Now, from our Merle's Inlet studio, here's your host, Pat Payone.
Nothing like starting the morning off with some Gucci Mane lemonade.
Yeah.
That song just gets me hyped no matter what I'm doing.
Well, it's got that vibe, man. It's got that feel for sure.
I remember back in college sitting in the library, and I always put my headphones on and make my study guides or whatever I'm going to use to study for my exam. And Gucci Mane Lemonade would come on. I'd be like, I got to get up.
I got to get up and do something.
Yeah, I got to do something.
And now I got to break out some Pastor Troy like Marcus.
That was awesome. And not to mention, when he asked him about the karaoke, which I thought was hilarious, that he says Eric Church and Jason Aldean. That picture.
I'm
Marcus,
sure a lot of folks were shocked about that.
No joke. I mean,
that's awesome.
I thought that was absolutely hilarious.
That's how you know he's a true Carolina boy.
Exactly.
And you like that country.
Well, this is The Drive again, and I am your host, Pat Payone, and my co-host, Wally B., in the studio.
And having a good time. PGA, what an incredible performance last night under that pressure, taking it by one stroke. Wow.
Unbelievable. And I do want to, because I forgot to do this in the first hour, our hotline and our phone line, you can call in during this hour, 843-652-3776. On Twitter, as always, at 1003theteam. Facebook is facebook.com/1003theteam. Go ahead and write us. We're going to throw some serious polls out there coming up in this hour. So go ahead, participate in that. We'll get to them. Yes, the PGA Championship, and I want to first off just say career-defining moment. I mean, that's the first thing that came to my mind while watching Jimmy Walker yesterday, and I want to go through some of his just points that I wrote down while watching this. He started his PGA career in 2005, so it's not been a very long career so far. Before this, he had never won east of his hometown, which is San Antonio, Texas. He'd never won a PGA Tour event anywhere east of San Antonio, Texas.
He's been growing and trending, and he's finally got to the pinnacle, man. Now he's got to, once you get to the top of the mountain, you got to stay there and do your best. That's the harder part, they say.
Always
there.
The hardest part. His highest major finish before yesterday was tied for eighth. He had 5 wins on tour in his career before yesterday, and 3 of those wins came in the first 8 events of 2014. Now I started, I'm one of those guys who watches sports and, not only do I take in what the broadcasters are saying, but I form my own just, emotions and feelings while watching the actual sport itself. And so I did write that down while watching, and I did a little bit of editorial at the end of it. So I'll say that, but just an amazing finish to the PGA Championship with, Jimmy Walker coming on 17 and birding to move to 14 under, and then Jason Day with amazing shots.
Oh, yeah.
An amazing shot.
Shows
on
why he was the defending champ.
And the number one player in the world. Yeah, so he eagles 18 to go one back, and so now Jimmy Walker just needs a par to win. He then goes with a wood from the fairway, which everyone was actually questioning whether that was a good idea. And I found myself being like, he just made the mistake that's going to lose
him
this tournament.
Right, right,
he did hit it right of the green into the rough, and so that was exactly what a lot of people were thinking. Why are you putting yourself in this position? But there was some thought that he was trying to go for one of the bunkers in front of the green to go ahead and set himself up for a good shot onto the green. Right. He then flops it to 33 feet, then hits a putt to 2 feet, almost 3 feet. That's when I got really nervous for him. And I'll tell you a little personal experience. Obviously, I've never had $1 million on the line or a major championship, really? But I've had my $20 bets with my friends, and there's a 3-foot putt that we call knee knockers. I've missed my fair share of 3-foot putts to lose a match, and so that's exactly when I started getting nervous for Jimmy.
No, that's right.
He sinks it like a champ, and obviously it's his first time major champion. So the things that came to mind for me as soon as I saw that, 2 things. I can't think of any other sports, and obviously the people listening on the radio right now may correct me in this, and you may correct me as well, where your family walks on the court, field, pitch, or course. I mean, an amazing thing. The winning hug/kiss, family aspect of golf is one of the biggest reasons why the PGA Tour is something that I'll always continue to watch and something that's special to me because it brings a lot of the human element. And so I think that's very important. I mean, you got to watch some of the coverage yesterday. Yeah. What were you thinking as Jimmy Walker's walking down 18?
What is he feeling right now? When you got your family around, you know that you're walking here to this pinnacle. You've worked so hard, and now you are going to finally arrive there. And you got your family, your whole support system there with you. They're going to be able to share this moment. Now, if you can just deliver that that next hole, man, you know, your dream and their dream with you have all has come true, you know?
And the other thing I thought about with Jimmy Walker winning, this is the year of the first-timer. It hasn't happened since 2011 where a first-timer has won each major. So I'll walk down the list. Danny Willett, obviously at the Masters. Dustin Johnson, Myrtle Beach favorite and Myrtle Beach home. Hometown kid that won the U.S. Open this year. Henrik Stenson at the British Open. Then obviously Jimmy Walker in the PGA Championship. But what's even more ridiculous is the name of the second-place finishers in these four majors.
The big guys.
Jordan Spieth at the Masters. Shane Lowry, Scott Piercy, Jim Furyk at the U.S. Open behind DJ. You have Phil Mickelson in the British Open, which could conceivably be called the best major I've ever seen.
That was incredible.
Especially the fact that he went out and shot a 65 on Sunday and still lost.
Have your best game ever and come in second place.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
And then obviously the PGA with Jason Day. And so the two questions I want to throw out on Twitter, the first one is, out of the six second-place finishers, so I just ran through those, Spieth, Lowry, Piercy, Furyk, Mickelson, and Day, which golfer is most likely to come back next season and win a major? In your opinion, who's the best golfer?
I'm a fan of Mickelson.
Okay.
So, he always seems to be so touch and go that I'd like to see him do it.
And Mickelson is one of those guys that no matter how old he gets, he still has that beautiful swing. He has the I don't think pressure ever gets to Mickelson.
Yeah.
And he's just able to go out there and put together rounds. He's always near the top of the leaderboard at these majors, no matter what major it is.
So, you never can ever count him out. Never know what he's going to bring in each tournament.
You're going with Phil. I'm going to go with Jason Day. This guy is incredible, especially the fact that he came out and just had an incredible round three, and then started off round four with two bogeys out of the first three holes and was able to come back and make it a one-shot lead for Jimmy Walker. So I'm going to go Jason Day. But the second question, out of the four first-time winners this year, and I know the way that the Grand Strand is going to go with this,
for sure.
Who will have the most major victories by the end of their career? So that's Danny Willett, Dustin Johnson, Henrik Stenson, Jimmy Walker.
I'm going to go with Dustin.
I think that's the proverbial favorite.
I think he's still got some things that he's working out, if it's mentally or emotionally or whatever. Once he can master those things, I think his game is really going to really get to where it could be overall. I think it hasn't reached its full potential just yet.
So, and I'll tell you how I decided on come up with these two questions. I always call my dad before something goes on. Like I had my first show for high school football last year, and I called him. I was like, this is my plan. He's like, now scrap that, do this, scrap that. And I was like, wait, have you ever done radio before? And he's like, no. I'm like, okay, well, I'll still take your advice.
I'm your dad, darn it.
Exactly. And so I had said to him, you know, after reading that question to him, he was like, oh, you know, Dustin Johnson, DJ's the answer there. And I was like, I'm leaning towards none of them ever winning another major again. I really am. These guys.
Career second, third place finishers.
Exactly. So I'm leaning towards that, but obviously my favorite four, the next major is going to be Dustin Johnson. And so those questions, and I'll have Remy go ahead and throw these out on Twitter real quick. The first one is, out of the six second-place finishers of this year's majors, which golfer is most likely to come back and win another major? I know that's a lot of characters for you, Remy, so try and fit that in however you can. The second question is, out of the four first-time winners, who will end their career with the most major victories? So we're going to throw that on Twitter for you. Definitely go ahead and participate in that. But overall, I mean, this entire season, I can honestly say outside of the Masters, because Danny Willett kind of walked his way into the victory, this might be one of the best years for the majors in PGA Tour history. Just the four majors, and like I said, Danny Willett's kind of like the asterisk a little bit of it.
Yeah.
But the Dustin Johnson win, the Henrik Stenson win, the Jimmy Walker win, we can honestly say that those three were some of the best majors in my lifetime, I've seen.
It's been a great year for the unexpected and for some great performances you wouldn't see otherwise. Who would expect these newbies to be winning these things and the stalwarts to be finishing second, third, and fourth, et cetera? So nice changing of perhaps the guard at the top of the golf echelon, if you will.
Now, something I found out funny, and I watched the coverage obviously yesterday, something that, you know, local golfers or just recreational golfers. Something we always do is called the prefer lies rule.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and that's interesting.
This is hilarious to me that they, that, you know, we haven't seen this. And because it was a wet, soggy Bautasral golf.
And they kick it off in a major.
And they do it at a major. Yes, exactly. You're able to go ahead and usually it's play it as it lies. But in the fairway, because of all of the water and condensation and just, you know, how wet and soggy the course was, they were able to go ahead and in the fairways replace their ball, wipe off the mud within a club length. That's something that me and my friends always do. I never seen it on the PGA Tour to see it.
It's like neighborhood rules.
Exactly. And so to be able to see it on like a PGA Tour event, let alone like, PGA Championship, that was nuts. And so I thought that was pretty cool that they were able to do that. You know, it really, I think, helped a lot of the play because that course was soaked. Mickelson again had a pretty good fourth round yesterday, and one more thing about Jimmy Walker, which I thought was amazing, and my dad actually pointed me to this stat yesterday because they played two rounds. They played the third round and the fourth round because of on Saturday the third round got rained out. Jimmy Walker didn't have a bogey since the eighth hole in his third round. 28 straight holes, nice. He did not have a bogey. I thought that was amazing. And like I said, the amount of pressure this gentleman was on and overcame was incredible. We do have a little bit of sound for you. Jimmy Walker talking about his emotions after winning his first major.
My emotions. You know, Jason, when he holes out for eagle on the last hole, doesn't give me a whole lot of time to kind of soak it in. It was still game time. You know, if he makes birdie, I got a couple to play with and I can relax a little bit, but I didn't get to relax. I was standing out there in the fairway and just said, Andy and I both said, let's go for it. You know, I didn't say this, but I figured, you know, 19 times out of 20, you're going to make a five going for the green from right there. And we had a good front number. And that's what we did and went with it and ended up having to make a little, you know, tester coming in and just buried it. It was awesome.
I mean, I think I've had pressure in my life.
Not compared to that.
None. Nothing when we were close to how much pressure Jimmy Walker was on, especially, you know, he hasn't really had that great of a year. So it was a huge win for Jimmy Walker. Congratulations to the Texan. First time PGA major winner. I mean, that's always going to be next to his name.
And the way that it went down, too. I mean, one-stroke win, I mean, against the defending champ, number one golfer in the world. How else would you want? That's like LeBron when he did an NBA championship. You know, coming back from 3-1, I mean, that's really a great thing to be proud of, and hopefully it'll be something that will make him even better, and he'll continue to grow and be on top of that leaderboard in many tournaments to come.
Well, let's go ahead and move on to our next commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the MLB trade deadlines and definitely talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger. His birthday was on Saturday. So we'll talk about that in the best movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger has ever been. Right now, let's go ahead and get to our news and weather. But first, our national sports update.
We'll be back.